Back to school means time for the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, and throw in an H for history. It's unlikely that classroom history will be presented the way it is in the new Spanish film Mad Love. Movie critic Kenneth Duran says that's good and bad.
When Juana of Spain met Philip of Flanders in 1496, it was no accident. The couple's engagement had been meticulously planned, like the state event it was, the culmination of a political alliance between Spain and the Habsburgs of Central Europe. But that doesn't stop Mad Love from staging the whole thing like a rock star's wedding. The hunky Philip and the fresh-faced Juana give each other looks steamy enough to take the wrinkles out of a tapestry. Philip has a handy padre, marry them on the spot, gives Juana a major kiss in front of God and everyone, and then carries her off to nights of bliss so memorable the ladies-in-waiting crowd around to eavesdrop. As Mel Brooks once said, it's good to be the king. Mad Love is based on fact, but it's more interested in romance than history. Characters say things like, send the swiftest horseman, you have to get this news to Flanders. Pearls like that were written by veteran Spanish filmmaker Vicente Arenada, who also directed Mad Love. If you're in the mood for impressive castles and sumptuous costumes, torchlit processions and decorative nudity, 15th century Spain is the place to go. Mad Love also has a serious side, which benefits from a fiery performance by Pilar Lopez de Ayala, who won the Best Actress Award at last year's San Sebastian Film Festival. She brings passion and conviction to the part of Juana, who could have used one of those women who love too much books if they'd been around in the 15th century.
Odio todo lo que se interpone entre tu cuerpo y el mío.
I hate everything that comes between your body and mine, even the air.
Así sea el aire.
Juana's husband, played by a Fabio lookalike, turns out to be an incorrigible womanizer incapable of fidelity. The queen became so enraged at his indiscretions that she's gone down in history as Juana la Loca, Juana the Mad Woman. But to writer-director Vicente Arenada, Juana is simply a quintessential modern woman born centuries before her time. She embraces her sexuality and demands commitment from her spouse. If she gets, shall we say, a teensy bit overwrought about her man's compulsive straying, who's to blame her?
Con razón se murmura que estás loca.
With reason, it's rumored you are mad.
Loca. Porque te quiero hasta la locura.
Mad because I love you to the point of madness?
Loca porque quiero que seas mío.
Mad because I want you to be mine? Mad because I don't want you going to another for what I have in abundance?
Y me sobra.
Court political intrigue complicates this relationship, but romantic obsession is the film's focus. When Juana says things like, you can't be in love if you are not jealous, she sounds as contemporary as a romance novel heroine. And for Mad Love, that's exactly the point. That, and getting audiences in theaters.
Loca de amor.
Best Actor Award for the comments of Ken Duran, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times.